Blog Talk Radio. This show is not intended to take the place of orthodox medicine, but to work in conjunction with it. Therefore, if you need to seek medical advice, we advise that you do so. By participating in the Blog Talk Gold Ring Healing Fountain radio show, you are implying that you give permission to receive healing from Source, the universe, all that is, God, or whatever name you call the Supreme Being, by whichever vibration it comes on. For example, Eastern energies facilitate Reiki, etc. Or Western therapies may utilize the Christ angelic energies. This program is non-denominational, so the healing modality will vary depending on the guest speaker. All healing comes from the same source. It may just come on a different vibration, rather like tuning into a different radio station. We ask that you join us with an open heart and mind, with a clear head, i.e. not under the influence of drink or recreational drugs. Everyone who lives on this earth has a mission to do. All our healers are working from a place of love and light, with the highest good of mankind and Mother Earth uppermost in heart, thought, and deed. Please relax and enjoy this co-creation. This is your time. We are in the time of now.
Angels are standing in line. They help me and you. So trust what you feel in your heart, and you'll never lose. Awaken my soul, come into the light. Awaken my spirit, like a candle shine bright. Awaken my
everybody. Hello. Are you there, Marika? I've lost the sound. Hello.
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 Can you hear me, Gary?
There you are. Okay. We lost Marika.
I'm here again.
And
can you hear
we
me?
Are here.
Gary?
Here.
Yes,
hello.
I can hear you well.
Good, yeah. We were still, we couldn't unmute because this you had dropped the call, Marika. And we couldn't unmute.
Yes.
So the only one unmuted was Jen, so she could have talked away. But here we are. We're all
I
here.
I didn't hear anything.
Yes.
I didn't know that anybody could hear.
So
oh,
okay. We can start anew now.
Here we are.
Welcome
here we
to our
anyway.
Show. Thank you for being here, all of you.
Hello from America.
Hello
from the
new
day.
We're so very
and we
happy
have a
that
great,
you're here.
Yeah, we have a great special guest this evening, or today, depending on where you are. And we have Phoenix Rising, and she's going to be talking about letting go. And Marika, you were going to say something about that, were you, as well?
Yes, I want to say, letting go, isn't it that a part we all know? Letting go of emotions, letting go of judgments, letting go of the old and step into the new. New visions on several topics can arise once you let the existing point of view go, as a balloon floating in the sky, just below all the dogmas within, and release the cord and let it fly. Once we let go, we are able to see from a different perspective, and who knows, you can see the same thing as me. In the old world, it was called a disease. In the new world, it's called a gift, a blessing we understand. Our phoenix rising guides us to go within and make this shift. And we are so honored.
Yes, we are.
That's brilliant. Lovely, Marika. Pure wind song, sorry. But I'd just like to mention about letting go of ego. And I found the best way to do that is to come out of the head center into our heart center. Because when we're in our head center, we analyze everything too much. But we're also cultured into our belief systems. And that makes it harder to open our minds to accept new possibilities. And we're also cultured into being too judgmental about everyone and everything, don't you find? And whereas if we pass everything through the heart center, if something resonates with the heart, you know it's right. Well, right for you anyway. And Drumbelow Melchizedek says that there's a little chamber in the heart through which we can all link into. If you haven't seen his YouTube, something beautiful is going to happen. I think it's one of the best explanations of what is supposedly happening in 2012 that I've ever seen. And that video really resonated with my heart center anyway. So, but it's also on my profile on the goldring.wetpaint.com website, which is home to all of us in the chat room. And we've got almost 30 healers in the chat room waiting to send out the healing. They're going to be led by Phoenix Rising very shortly. But I think Marika is going to play the song that we usually play only a little bit of in the disclaimer. And the music producer, Pash, who's worked on most of my songs, will be having his dad's funeral tomorrow. So this is a special mention for him. So this is for you, Paul. Thanks, Marika.
I had to learn so many things before I could try. And stop.
soon. No?
That was lovely.
Thank you. Shana. Thanks, Marika.
Very lovely. So, we're going over to the next part. For that part, we can preload the link. I just put in the chat room and make sure to mute it and pause the player on YouTube. And then in a little while, we're going to see this video together. It's called The Art of Letting Go. So, and meanwhile, all people, oh yes, I forget something. Can you please send a heart when you've done it? And then we call for
yeah,
the
everybody
Phoenix
the link, and when you get the link, mute the sound and put it on pause. And when you've done that, send a heart up in the chat room.
Thank you.
Yeah, that's how we do.
Yes, and I was
yes.
going to introduce you to Phoenix Rising, because she's a wonderful Weisha. Oh, yes. Hello. Wonderful Weisha. I love you because you're sharing from your own experience, and that's wonderful to do. So,
thank you very much.
You can go there.
Sorry?
And actually, it's your first time on the Blog Talk Radio show, isn't it?
Yes, it is. And
so,
I'm very nervous. So.
Oh, yes.
Good luck. Take a deep breath. You're doing just fine.
Yes, it's fun.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure it will
be. You can
go
ahead, honey.
Mm-hmm. Today, I just wanted to come in and talk to you all. Firstly, I'd like to send my love to you all and tell you what a wonderful place I think this is. It's a truly remarkable feeling to be around you all and surrounded by so much love. I wanted to come in and talk to you about letting go. Letting go of negative ego, old patterns of thinking, and of living the way other people think you should live instead of the way that you think you should live. And basically being able to become who you really are, which is a beautiful being, a divine light and love.
Yes, we are.
Yeah.
That's beautiful. Well, thank you for being here. Thank you for being on the show with us.
Thank you.
And how long ago was it that you joined the Gold Ring?
I only joined in December.
Ah, so you're fairly new.
Yes. Mm-hmm. I joined in December and have quickly taken on all of the wonderful love and information that's there, and it's changed my life. It's changed my life completely.
It'll do that to you.
Mm.
That'll happen to you with the Gold Ring. Yeah, that's for sure.
Yeah. It's been a journey. Sorry, am I supposed to be doing my talk now?
You're doing beautifully.
So would you just like me to go through the journey?
Yes, please, if you will.
Right, sorry,
yeah,
I didn't realise we were at that point yet.
Well,
basically, I've struggled all of my life. I was diagnosed with bipolar disorder about 10 years ago, and I've struggled majorly with depression and a lot of other things that go along with bipolar disorder. And I didn't really understand what was happening to me. And because of the mental health care that I had here, I totally misunderstood what was happening to me and thought I was mad. And I had a lot of other people telling me the same things, and I believed them.
Mm-hmm.
I lived under everybody's idea of how I should be living, and I just didn't cope. I closed down completely. I starved myself. I tried to commit suicide, and I think that was the turning point for me. I decided to look into religion because I was looking for something, but I couldn't find what I was looking for, because all of the religions were kind of a lot of what I wanted, but not quite it.
Mm-hmm.
And then in October, I had a kind of a surge of energy and went through a period of about 3 weeks of intensive learning on YouTube and the computer, and I found the Gold Ring. And the Gold Ring has taught me so much about myself and how to accept who I am and how to change the way I've been thinking about my whole life.
Uh-huh.
And I really, really do now live a very, very different life. And it's because I've learned how to let go of all of the past and the hurt and my negative ego and basically everything. I've become a new person, And I just want to give hope to everybody that no matter what they're going through in life, be it mental health problems or, you know, life crisis or whatever it is, it's surmountable. Because I stand today as a person that I know my light now, I can see myself now, and I know my worth. And you can all find that too.
That's beautiful.
Wow, that's amazing.
And it is so true. I mean, we rewire ourselves from the inside out and to change our thinking from the inside out. And hence the name of this show this week is Letting Go. And that's a...
It's only when you can learn to let go of all of the... What I call my old me. I actually don't think of myself now as the same person, because that person hated herself, couldn't look in the mirror. She was completely closed, and it was only when I went within that I found what I was looking for. And being at the Gold Ring and around all of you wonderful people has taught me how to do that.
And it's very healing, isn't
it? Very, very. It's been a life-changing process for me.
Mm-hmm.
And I now feel that because I've been working in mental health for about the last 2 years, and this is something I really wanted to push out to everybody as well, by helping other people, by trying to heal other people, I've learned how to heal myself. And it's such a wonderful feeling to be able to give to other people, you know, from my perspective, because I really was such a closed person. I couldn't go out of the house. I was very, very closed indeed.
Mm-hmm.
But now I'm free. I'm free to do whatever I want. I now push through barriers like this one.
Right.
And I've learnt to face my fears, and by facing those fears, you walk through the fear and come out the other side happy.
Yeah, feel the fear and do it anyway.
Yeah,
right.
That's one of my mottos. Yeah. I mean, this for me was a kind of a nemesis, because I'm very, very nervous, but I wanted to come and share a little part of who I am and what I've learned, because I just so want everybody to understand that no matter what, if they keep going, this gets easier. It gets easier to overcome anything when you just believe in love.
Yeah, and if you only help one person, nothing's wasted, is it? And if you only help one person, you do the work of the master.
That's it. That's it exactly, Jan. I feel... But if I can just change one person's journey by relating my story and maybe giving them a few hints or tips, then it's all been worth it. Because I hate to see other people struggle, and I really, truly just want to help.
brilliant.
And it's all about that helping, you know. As you heal, you heal within, as you heal others. We mm-hmm. learn by mm-hmm. teaching that
yes.
sort of vibration, yeah.
Yeah, I wasn't aware of that when I actually went to the mental health project that I worked at. But over time, I realized that by observing and helping everybody else, I was actually helping myself. I was learning about myself. So I can't stress enough how much it gives me to give. I get so much from giving. And this for me is heaven. This for me is heaven. I'm living heaven now because this is all I want from life. I want to be able to tell other people that they can do it too.
You can step up and you can see that you become the miracle. And
I kind of feel like a miracle, Gary. Yeah, I really
yeah.
do. Because I've stepped up. The reason I called myself Phoenix Rising on the Gold Ring is because I literally feel like a phoenix who's risen out of the ashes. And I just want everybody else to know that they can do the same.
Yes, they can. As within, so without.
What a beautiful, beautiful energy you have.
Lovely story. Yeah, lovely story.
Yeah.
And lovely.
Thank you.
Yeah. Oh.
Thanks, God. And I just want to give everybody my love. I just want
to
give everybody my love.
And it's back to you, too.
Oh, thank you.
Right back to you. Yes.
Yeah. Well, we've got a lovely video, haven't we, to do with the theme,
and
Marie.
Lovely video. And that just felt
yeah.
yummy.
Yes, we have.
Yeah.
Wonderful.
So when I saw
Lovely,
go ahead, please.
We'll put the hearts up in the chat room when we're ready, and then
yes.
we'll press play.
Yes. I saw them already.
Okay, hey, let's pick up your hearts, everyone. And we'll
send the link again.
Send the link again for those who just got here. Click the YouTube link, pause the player, mute the sound, and send up a heart, and we'll be ready. As soon as we see all the hearts, we'll cue everyone to play, and we'll do this collective meditation video. Lovely piece.
Called The Art of Letting Go.
And the hearts are coming up. Hoka hey. Okay.
It's always so lovely to see. All the hearts. Everyone turned to each other. So you think they're ready, Gary?
We are ready.
Okay, then.
Are we doing the countdown?
Yes. Great. Here we go. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, play.
Start
And right now it's time to do our candle ceremony. We want everybody to light the candles if they're ready. Make sure you've got your water. It should be structured water by now, because we had Tobin Monk telling us the other week how to activate it for healing. So we light the candle to signify that we're a healing circle of love and light. And also because the energy of fire, with prayer and focused intention, is one way in which we can manifest our goals, which are, of course, to send out love, light and healing to all mankind and to Mother Earth. And to do this, we do have 35 therapists in the chat room who will be sending out healing tonight. Phoenix Rising will be doing the meditation to lead the group, but we're going to ask for the assistance of the angelic realm. Never feel unworthy to ask for their assistance, because they're only allowed to help us if we ask. But first of all, we're going to ask for the assistance of the Archangel Michael of the North. Please bring love and protection now. Thank you. We'd like to ask the assistance of the Archangel Uriel of the East. Please bring love and upliftment now. Thank you. The Archangel Gabriel of the South, please bring wisdom and love now. Thank you. The Archangel Michael of the West, please bring love and healing now. We'd like to ask the Archangel Metatron, would he please help us to send out the healing as well? Also, Sananda Jesus, and the divine feminine energies of Magdalene. We're now in the presence of the angelic realm. So we'd like to synchronize your breathing while we ask them to close around us, along with our guides and inspirers, to help us to send out the healing. We are in the presence of so much love and beauty. And now, before Phoenix Rising leads the healing team, we'd like to ask Marika to do the mantra. Thank you, Marika.
Dearest Rachel, I would like to ask you to take a deep breath and focus on your connection with our Mother Earth. Become aware of the fact that you're in touch with her, your feet lightly touching her, and become aware of the fact that many feet are touching her right now, in all countries, all over the world. Close your eyes and visualize with me. We are all standing on her, holding each other's hands. We surround her like a giant wheel with spokes of light coming from our hearts together into the center space that lies deep within our grandmother Earth. As we see her crystal heart, and as we take a deep breath again, we feel the beating of her heart through our bodies, and we all start to slightly move on the melody of her heartbeat as one heart. We feel this energy reaching our heart centers, and our hearts feel so warm, they're overflowing with love. And the energy you can imagine as the purest light flows to the center of the earth, and we become aware of our connection, and we know we are all related. When the energy reaches our eyes, we feel our heads lifting a tiny bit up, and we see our Father Sky. And when we see beyond Father Sky, we see a giant book floating in space. On the cover is written, Books of Healing Requests. And the book opens. We can write down all names we would like in that book. But the first name you may write down in grace is your own name. Please go ahead and write it in there. You are now a receiver of healing energy, and you may direct this energy to any human being, animal, or plant you want by writing down their names in the book. You may write them down underneath the healing fountain list that is already there. I'll give you a moment to write your names down. Please go ahead. And when all names are written in the book, we see that the book closes and drops slightly down into the center of Mother Earth. Thank you, Mother Earth, for all the love you give. Feel the gratitude. When we sit down, very comfortable, and surrounded by this energy, we go and listen to a wonderful meditation of Phoenix Rising.
First, we begin by concentrating on our breathing. As you breathe in, you imagine a beautiful white light being drawn down through your crown chakra, which opens fully to receive this healing light energy. As you breathe out, you're letting go of all of the negativity. Imagine the dark energy flowing out of you as you receive the healing angelic light into every cell and organ of your body, each one coming alive with love and vitality, nourished and renewed, whole again. As you breathe, imagine walking down a beautiful pathway through a magnificent green forest. Notice as you walk how your feet connect to beautiful Mother Gaia's energy, feeling her love surge into you, up through your feet, into your entire body, tingling with the renewing sensation of her deepest love for you. In the distance, you see a staircase leading up to a magnificent temple, surrounded in the whitest light, glowing and calling you towards its energy. As you reach the staircase, you begin to climb, and as you ascend each step, you notice, one by one, all of your ailments, worries, cares and concerns slowly fall away, and you feel lighter with every step towards the light. When you reach the temple, you walk inside, where there is the deepest feeling of love and comfort surrounding you. You walk to the centre of the room and sit on a purple velvet cushion, realising as you sit that there is a stream of light coming through an opening in the temple ceiling. You close your eyes and raise your head towards the light. Its warmth and healing energy permeates through your whole being, connecting to the light that shines brightly within you. Breathe in the light as you allow all negativity to leave your body. Sit for a moment, allowing the energy to flow through you, breathing steadily as you let go. You arrive now, noticing how light and free you feel from all of the negativity that weighed you down. You descend back down the staircase, feeling renewed and calm and with a deep sense of peace and serenity within you. As you reach the bottom, you look back up at the healing temple, knowing that you may visit any time, for there you are loved, supported, and at one with all. We concentrate on our breathing once more, taking deep cleansing breaths. You feel the earth beneath you, supporting you, loving you, as you slowly open your eyes once more and return to the now. With healing love from my heart to yours, I love you.
Well, thank you, Vladimir, a 23-year-old Romanian. He's on YouTube. Vlad loves songs. He's brilliant. He's going to be a famous opera singer. And we want to say thank you to Phoenix Rising for that beautiful meditation. But now for the people who want to close the chakras, not everybody wants to close them, but just close them to the amount you feel comfortable, or not at all. But you may find that you feel a bit exhausted if you leave them open all the way, all the time. And to close them, we go to the top of the head, pretending you have doors, closing that door. Down to the third eye, closing that door. Down to the throat chakra, closing that door. Down to the heart center, closing that door. Down to the solar plexus, closing that door. Down to the navel chakra, closing that door. And the base chakra, closing that door. And down to the feet chakra, which you can leave open just a little bit to keep you connected and grounded to Mother Earth, especially while we are spirit living in a physical body. We need to keep connected to Mother Earth. And you can close the doors if you wish, knowing that you can open them anytime that you want to. And we're going to ask the Archangel Michael to put us into a pyramid of light. He's taking you by the hand. We're put into the pyramid of light to keep you safe and protected until we meet again. He's going to seal it at the top with a seal. Thank you, Michael. I want to thank the angelic realm for being with us today and ask that they be in the archives for anyone listening. Thank you.
my heartbeat standing on the edge. But my feet have finally left the ledge. Like it all go by, there's no turning back. I'm letting go. It's like a belief, so I'm letting go. This is a giant leap of faith. Trust they can try to embrace. I'm letting go of the life I've planned for me and my dream. I'm losing control of my destiny. It feels like I'm falling and that's what it's like to believe. So I'm letting go, giving in to your gravity, knowing you are holding me.
No, that was a great song. Woo! And this is Phoenix Rising's favourite song. Fleetwood Mac.
You know that I'm falling and I don't know what to say.
thanks a lot for choosing that one, Phoenix. It was brilliant. That was Everywhere by Fleetwood Mac. And next week, our special guest is Mind Detox in the chat room tonight. And we want to thank everybody for listening. We want to thank Marika, Pure Wind Song, sorry, and Gary.
Yes.
Thank you very much, guys.
Thank you. Thank you, Phoenix.
Oh, you're welcome.
Yeah,
I love
you.
Phoenix. Meditate. I grew up in Phoenix. It holds a very special place in my heart. I spent my tender years there.
Well, the one in Egypt?
The one in Arizona.
Oh, sorry. Anyway, we hope everybody's going to come back next week and tell all your friends to come as well. And we hope to see you on the goldringwetpaint.com website or the goldringhealingfountain.website.com. Oh, dear. .wetpaint.com website. That's what I meant to say. I've got the wrong teeth in, by the way. These are the dogs. I'm breaking them in for the dog.
Those were the what?
The dog. The dog's teeth.
The dogs.
I've got it tonight. Yeah. So thanks a lot for being with us, everybody. And don't forget to drink loads of water, especially the activated water as activated by Torben Monk. In the archives, if you miss that program, you can hear how to activate your water, especially for healing. Because also, when you're activating the water that you're going to drink, you're activating your bodies as well, because we are 80% water. So you can't go wrong with that. So it does work. Scientists have proved it does work. So thank you. Are you still there, Marika? Her little boy is ill tonight.
Oh, yes, I am. Yes, I am.
There she
is.
All
right?
Thank you very much. Yes, I'm fine. I really enjoyed it. And you, Phoenix, how are you?
I'm fine, thank you. I've had a lot of fun.
Beautiful meditation. I'm still floating 3 feet off the chair after
that. Oh, yeah,
brilliant.
I wrote it earlier on.
That was quite lovely. Thank you for that.
You're welcome.
Yeah, she channeled it, actually, didn't you?
I did.
So, have we got another song to play, Marika?
Oh, yes, we got those.
Not the
have
last
we
one. We'll play something
play.
Else first.
We have another song that Phoenix likes. It's a Donna Summer song. Or do you want to wait till the very end?
Yeah,
we're finishing
close
with
out
that
with
one.
We could play the Leona Davis one, I See You, from the Evidence movie.
Okay.
The most of us already saw. It's beautiful.
We'll play I See You by Leona Lewis, the theme song from
that's
the movie Avatar.
Oh, I want to go
see
that.
If you see me, you're
in
trouble. I better go get dressed if you see me.
Oh, gee, you better be dressed.
Bye. a light in darkness, breathing hope of new life. Now I live through you and you through me, enchanting. I pray in my heart that this dream never ends. Into paradise, though I often
And that's one of my favourite songs there. But I think we've got time for another couple, do we? Is this another one of Phoenix's favourite ones? Donna Summer, I Feel Love.
Oh, yes, that's what I'm searching for.
Oh, okay. I was just going to say, you can speak to me, I'm nearly human. Not quite, but nearly.
Okay. Yes, we can play this song now. I found it on the switchboard.
Oh,
so
okay.
We do Donna.
Which one is
Donna
it?
Donna Summer first.
Donna Summer.
Donna
right.
Summer.
I Feel Love.
I Feel Love. Ooh. Special request from Phoenix Rising. Here we go.
Yeah. That was Queen of Disco, Donna Summer, especially for Phoenix Rising. And we were going to be playing one of my nephew's songs, Simon Pollitt, The Sound of Your Life, but I think we've got a bit of a technical problem with the switchboard, so I think it's going to have to be one of mine instead. Let Your Light Shine.
That's
perfect.
Thank
you all for coming.
We're
1 minute left. So I'm like, oh, you're there. Great. Great.
Yeah.
Thank you
very
much. I lost
internet. I lost internet for a second. Lost everything. Sorry. But we're back.
Yeah. Great. Okay, then. Thank you, everybody, for coming.
We have 10 seconds so I can play it in the archives. Okay, darlings. We see you all next week.
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay, bye. Don't forget mind detox next week. Thank you. Bye.
Thank you, Phoenix Rising.
Bye. Thank you.